Okay, imagine that you call an 800 number because you have seen someone that looks like they're a runaway, and you want them to be helped. So your intention is good. You call the 800 number. You get put on hold for 15, 20 minutes. And you never know really how everything turns out after that. But you go on with your day, assuming everything is the way that it should be and that you've done your good deed for the day. How would you feel if you found out that in reality what was happening was that you were introducing somebody into the world of human trafficking? This is what goes on around the planet, around the clock, every day, and it's organized. It's being done by the very people that are telling you that they are helping these individuals. This is the case of many of these organizations, such as A21, and there's a whole slew of others, who are associated with people who have already been indicted, convicted, associated in some way with human trafficking issues, human abuse charges, sexual misconduct, and so forth. Now, it seems sick, and it seems fake, and it seems too dark to be real. But it is. And A21's association, which is run by an individual named Christine Kane, an Australian who is now living as a U.S. citizen in California, who is associated with Hillsong and Hillsong's ministries, their organization, the 800 number they're associated with, is connected to the Clinton Foundation. Now, if you found that out, would you not question it? Why are they connected with the Clintons? Then you take it a step higher and you realize that in 2012, Christine Kane was awarded by Hillary Clinton herself the Hero Award for her involvement in the anti-trafficking arena. You see how it gets darker? Don't you begin to question? If you question Hillary Clinton and you know that there are issues with the Clinton Foundation and you know all of everything that took place in Haiti, you begin to look at Ukraine as another area that may have even been larger than the Haiti issue. Don't you begin to question the association of anyone with the Clinton Foundation? Well, this is the case for A21. In the next few days, I'm hoping to have this out, polished, ready to go. There's going to be a podcast that I'll be releasing that is specifically on this issue. I spent this last Saturday in Denton County, here in Texas, with Sierra. She actually, you would know her on Instagram as Suffer Freely, and it's suffer_freely. You need to go out and you need to follow this gal. She has a beautiful ministry. She has an unbelievable witness. She has been in the past involved with the A21 Foundation organization. She was a poster child for them in California, a key speaker for them, until she discovered their connection with the Clinton Foundation. And what makes Sierra unique in this is that she herself had been trafficked. And her story will come out in future podcasts and YouTube videos and things of that nature. We're working on her connections out there with websites and things of that nature. Sierra was talking with these individuals at this walk this weekend, and I'm putting together the podcast that includes audio from people that we were actually able to communicate with at the walk in Denton this weekend, as well as putting together the backstory. That's the part that keeps me from just posting this raw audio out there. I want you to have the context of 821, the context of human trafficking in general, and have a firm understanding of what's been taking place, how large it is, and how you can actually help the anti-trafficking world by alerting people to the deception of the anti-trafficking associations that are out there. It's sick. But that scenario that I started out with, of where you call an 800 number and you think you're helping someone, and instead what you're doing is you're actually getting them set up into the world of trafficking, or they're being restored back after having run away from the world of trafficking. It's true. It's real. It happens every day. It's happening right now as you're listening to this podcast. But stay tuned over the next few days. I'll give you the full story, the full picture, and how you can be involved as well in truly eradicating this huge, huge issue. It's the second largest, I don't know what you would call it, business of corruption that's going on the planet, human trafficking. And one of the reasons why it's so large is because the organizations that you believe that you're donating either time or money to are actually a part of that system. That's why instead of it getting smaller with all of these groups that are out there, it's getting larger. You understand? And they talk about promoting the 1% or that one person. And we'll talk about how deceptive that is. So stay tuned, be prayerful, and I'll talk to you soon.